Master carvers from all over Southeast Alaska met with the local tribal office this past weekend to plan the renovation process of the Chief Shake's tribal house. Carvers included Wayne Price of Haines, former Wrangell resident Steve Brown, and builder David Jensen from Ketchikan. Price, Brown, and Jensen all have extensive backgrounds in woodwork, clan house building, and totem pole carving.
I've been an artist and a wood carver my whole life. It started out when I was 12, and anything doing about Northwest Coast art.
That's master carver Wayne Price. He's been involved in a number of projects in Southeast Alaska over the years.
Steve Brown and myself, back in the 80s, that built the totem park that's across from the supermarket and restoration on the poles out on Shakes Island, as well as the duplication of the Chief Shakes house posts that are inside the Chief Shakes clan house. And project that's always been pretty close to what I wanted to be involved in, and it seems to be coming around, and I want to stay involved in and working with Dave and Steve. It's always good to come back and work, especially on a project like this. So.
Master carver Steve Brown worked on the last Chief Shake's house remodel and says he's excited to get started with this project and expects it will be a real community effort.
So this one includes a lot of ads work, which is something that takes practice to develop. And between me and Wayne and Dave, we probably add several miles of boards and whatnot like that. So there's a lot of that that needs to be done. And I gather that there's some of the local contractors will be involved in the foundation and roofing other parts of it. So it's something that the whole community can look to and have pride in, of course. And it'd be great to see this wonderful old house continue and maintain its presence here. And it's time to do a little work on it.
Discussion over the weekend included how to dismantle the house and reassemble it, and what materials they will need for the project. Tribal Office Chairman John Martin says they visited Kaufman Cove Friday with the U.S. Forest Service and picked out potential trees for the renovation.
And they toured us through groves of some great stately cedar trees, and it's nice to be in the old growth forest and see some of those that have been around 300-400 years.
He says there will be a blessing ceremony before the trees are cut.
That's tradition. We need to have a blessing ceremony and show our gratitude for the tree and apologize for any discomfort and assure the tree that we're going to be using it properly.
Before work begins, they plan to hold an adzing class where the master carvers will instruct students on how to build a hand adz, and from there they will teach the adzing process. The carvers will select 8 to 10 individuals from the group to help with the project. Martin says there could also be a possibility for 2 paid apprentices to work on the project, in the hopes to develop a carver for Wrangell.
The planning seems to be in place, waiting for those grants to come to fruition, and then we'll charge forward. And looking forward to the excitement of repairing our clan house.
Grants include a state capital grant, an adzing grant from the U.S. Forest Service RAC program, and a grant from the USDA. Martin says adzing work will begin sometime in the next 2 weeks, but says the Chief Shake's restoration is not the only thing the tribal office is working on. Once the project is complete, he says they will go straight into planning for a new carving shed in Wrangell. Ultimately, Martin says he hopes the projects and meetings will build a group of carvers and native artists in the community. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duren.